Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that female high school students smash their students, so the video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Lily Phillips did a 50-guy challenge with a woman named Wisconsin Tiff. And now Wisconsin has had to get surgery for her poop shoot. And now she's probably going to need to wear adult diapers for life. I guess these women can't seem to take it the way that gay men can. What I want to know is why my insurance company is paying for this woman's blown-out rectum. Deny her coverage just like the rest of us. And I'm Canadian and I don't even have insurance. Moving on, here's the difference in car colors from 1990 versus 2025. I remember Belgrade looking like that in the 1980s, when I was a kid over there. It's not the lack of car colors that bothers me today, but it's the boring designs. That's the sort of same thing that's happening with McDonald's and design in general. When you're younger, you prefer saturated, bright colors. But as you get older, your eyeballs can't handle too much color anymore. Most of society is now geriatric boomers, so that's why the colors look so boring and dull. Number 3, does anyone know how this marriage works at bedtime? A better question is, how does the divorce work? Do the assets get split 3 ways? Both of these women feel the same sensation down there during sex. This guy is probably the only man in the world who can smash 2 women at the same time. If this thrumple ever falls on hard times, they could make millions a year by opening up a Lonely Fool's account. And if one of them isn't in the mood, can she claim that it's assault? Up next, this has to be the worst casting job in history. It looks like a trans potato with eyes. I bet she would rock a Mr. Potato costume for Halloween. If she was ever born a man, she would be an incel virgin for life. As for why she's so unattractive, I guess they couldn't have male video game fans actually seeing a hot female character on screen. I'm surprised that we even got the hot lead actress for the Fallout show. What a downgrade. Number 5, IKEA confesses that their meatballs are made of people that didn't find the exits. That's probably why they're so tender. And it all makes sense now because if you notice, they don't have a rescue team for lost people. You can almost taste the desperation in every bite. Who knew that Swedish meatballs are people? Obviously just kidding, and this was an April Fool's joke. In other news, IKEA's wrenches are made of bones from dudes named Alan. Moving on, a toddler is accused of being transphobic or homophobic and is suspended from a nursery. Looks like he was also dressed as Pepe for some reason and must have been radicalized by the manosphere, even though he doesn't even know how to speak. Initially, I thought this was a fake April Fool's joke, but it's real. Imagine how deranged you have to be to try and cancel a toddler. You can't even form memories yet, and they're trying to ruin your life. Number 7, in case you haven't heard, Val Kilmer died at the age of 65. I'll still remember him the most from Tombstone. I only first watched the film about 5 years ago now during the pandemic, and couldn't believe I missed it. When I saw it, I thought he was robbed by Hollywood for not even at the very least getting an Oscar nomination. That was a once-in-a-lifetime character portrayal, and there hasn't been anything like it before or since. Up next, you've heard of Air Force One, and now we have Tate Force One, the private jet of Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan. I found a couple of news stories about it, but I'm still not sure if it's real because the plane they were on didn't say Tate Force One on it. Odds are they just chartered a large private jet owned by the Woods Management LLC company out of Northern Virginia. They either wrapped it after chartering it or simply used Photoshop. It's owned by the Elisa Woods family. Number 9, according to Masculine Beast, the most successful men are not smart. They just move fast, take risks, and work a lot. I agree, but it's a numbers game. There are probably many more unsuccessful men that took risks, worked a lot, and moved fast. But you don't see the failures, and you only see the successes. The most successful men I know create new markets and monopolies. Think of guys like Steve Jobs creating the iPhone, or Elon Musk creating Starlink and the Starship rockets. Moving on, here's the before and after of Trump derangement syndrome. I still can't believe that the woman on the right is real. A part of me refuses to believe that it's a real person and not some messed up filter. Trump and Elon derangement syndrome brought out her ugly personality out. Now her insides are just as ugly as her outsides. It's like that old commercial. This is you, and this is you with drugs on your brain. She should play the female Joker. Either that or a horror film villain. Number 11, feminists just dropped a new term called telepathic rape. When a man imagines being with a specific woman while choking the chicken without first getting consent from her. Looks like fantasies are now rape. Wait until men can take a few pictures of women or video footage of his crush, put it into AI, and have a sex bot made out of her. At that point, women will lose their minds. That's the one thing that'll probably stop most women from posting their pictures and videos online forever. Up next, Bonnie Blue keeps doubling down, as she now wants to sleep with 2,000 men in just 24 hours. That's less than 45 seconds per guy. Here's a woman that wants to receive even more attention and make even more money. She's already taken over 10 kilometers of pipe at this stage. Stuff like this would make people in Weimar Germany blush. They have nothing on her culture. And you just know that her fiancé must be over the moon. After all, her heart belongs to him. Here's what she's going to look like after 2,000 men. Number 13 NBA star Anthony Edwards makes history by paying $1.08 million in child support all at once, covering 18 years' worth of payments. The message is clear. Don't ask me for anything for the next 18 years. That's one way to get her out of your life fast. Turd-flinging monkey says that a judge will make him pay more once she blows through the money. I agree. He better have millions more because there are 3 active paternity lawsuits against him. But he needs to learn to pull out or wrap it up. Moving on, someone is complaining that people over the age of 35 shouldn't be attending music festivals because they're weirding everybody out and ruining the vibe. I think it depends on the genre and the performers. Besides, I'll go to whatever concert I want and ruin the vibe if I want to. It's a free country. I went to the Confidence Man show in Toronto recently and kept getting weirdly stared at by the lead singer Janet Planet about 10 to 15 times. She also kind of reminded me of a thinner version of my ex of 10 years. Number 15, China has banned trans people from television, including a ban on showing alphabet people relationships on television. It makes sense. They don't want the woke mind virus to spread. At least China knows what's up, and so does Russia. Many people agree with this move, but they won't once they ban something benign that doesn't seem to matter. Wait until they take a freedom away that actually matters to you. Then you'll say China is bad. Also, why does it look like Russia in that picture? Up next, Dyla says that she's tired of being lusted after. I don't know, because to me it looks like she's probably not being lusted after enough. Why else would she put this post up seeking more attention while pretending like she's not getting enough? Even women like this that aren't very attractive are lusted after more in a month than most guys are in their entire lives. I don't know about you, but I'd have to be pretty desperate to rise to this occasion. Number 17, this woman says that the only thing anyone can diagnose with any certainty by looking at a fat person is their own level of prejudice towards fat people. That's not the only thing I can diagnose by looking at a fat person. I can also see insulin resistance and early knee and hip replacement surgery. If this picture was taken in 2009, then she's probably already dead and buried. But if she's still alive, I think her Uber ride just arrived. Moving on, this woman's gender studies professor told her to go to Subway and take a picture of a male worker making her a sandwich as an extra credit. I don't know if that's supposed to be some sort of payback against men for forcing women to make him a sandwich or something. And while she's there, she might as well fill out an application, because after a gender studies degree, that only qualifies her to work at Subway or a coffee shop. Number 19, why are there so many dumb Democrats out there? Ones like this will wear a mask to drive alone, but then take the mask off to commit a crime like keying a Tesla or trying to set one on fire. Looks like they went from defund the police to making the police's job a lot easier. I wouldn't be surprised if they showered and slept in their masks as well. That outfit just screams, I'm here for the cardio and the felony. Leftists will see this and think they need to wear 2 masks. Up next, when is this insanity coming to a stop? 4 creepy NYC female teachers were exposed. One flashed her boobs at a kindergarten class. Another sent 5,500 texts to a boy, while the 4th one held weed-fueled sleepovers. This will never stop, because society will never allow women to see the consequences of their actions. That is until Loverbots show up, and suddenly, women will either be on their best behavior or they'll go stark raving mad. Number 21, this guy asks why Zoomers are so anti-piracy. In the 90s and early 2000s, everyone pirated video games. I think they're just too lazy to download the games today. And besides, don't you have to have a login to the server these days to play those games? Especially if they're online ones. Maybe people are also afraid of lawsuits. Most of today's films are also barely worth watching, even for free after pirating them. I'd imagine that the games are pretty much the same way. Moving on, at this point, they're just gaslighting us. Here's what billionaires look like on their way to a climate change conference. If you're wondering why the plane is so big, it's so they can take all their trafficked women and children with them. As far as I can tell, there's probably only one billionaire in there, and he needs all the extra room for his ego. I think this is a render from some company that wanted to make a flying city. Number 23, looks like hypergamy has won again. as Sydney Sweeney left her fiancé, and now there are rumors swirling that she's involved with Glenn Powell. There's already nothing behind her eyes, and it looks like Powell is in for a world of hurt. But I don't think he cares, as he's not going to be looking into her eyes very much. She says she's not ready to settle down and wants to focus on her career instead. Most likely she's going to be focusing on Glenn Powell's rear. Up next, is it true that this is society these days? That the rich guys end up with the bitch, and the sweet girl ends up with the jerk, while the nice guy ends up all alone. This works for a while, but eventually the bitch will divorce the rich man for his money, and then bounce around from jerk to jerk, and wonder where all the good men have gone. And the sweet girl will eventually date the nice beta male when she has a couple of kids with the jerk. So go your own way and stop playing these games. Number 25 and the last one, Viking Barbie here is wondering why bro is staring at her. Obviously because she's pulling down her yoga pants at a public gym. It's attention at all costs, and entrapping men by making us look like we can't control ourselves. There needs to be some hot chat going around in co-ed gyms, catching glimpses of women staring at him and then posting the pictures asking why women aren't behaving themselves. We need to turn things around on them too. This behavior should be grounds for banning women from gyms. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.